going on, everybody? It's Ray Zone. We got a live studio audience. This is going to be the official first episode of the podcast. Last episode doesn't count. No, it doesn't count. That was awful.
Well, glad I'm out here. You know, spending my summer doing this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like, you already know what's up. We out here in Zane's room just sitting down.
Yeah.
You know, just dealing with stuff, you know, going through life, you know, just kind of just dealing with stuff. Okay, so I'm Phantom Sprite, and with me is my other co-host.
This is Pop-Tarte, a.k.a. your mom's boyfriend. That's me.
Okay. So we're going to actually start doing the podcast because, you know, it's just, we haven't been doing it. It's been hard. So what I'm thinking about doing is I want to have more guests on, and I'm just trying to figure out how that's possible. We'll probably just do it like through Skype.
Yeah.
So we don't have to be hanging out all together, like just me and Zane the whole time. So, you know, you'll get a little crack at some of my friends, you know. You'll get some Jackson, you'll get some Charles, some Clan Jack, some Coles. Maybe some Coles. He's a special guest. He's the one that makes all the jokes. He's the funny guy. He's the popular kid. He's the cool kid of the group. Yeah. Of both of us, he could beat us in an arm wrestling competition. And that's just how it is. That's just where it goes.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So I guess, you know, I just kind of like want to just start off. Have you heard of the Sonic movie?
I've heard little bits and pieces about it. There's a video that I'm really tempted to click on every time I go onto YouTube, and it says why the Sonic movie will likely suck.
I know. Okay, so I watched the video about that, and that was the dumbest video I've ever watched. Their reasoning was that, like, I don't think it's going to be good, first off. And it's not because of, like, the whole, like, movies. Like, video games don't do well as, like, movies. I just think it's just going to be bad. But I'll get into that in a little bit. But it's like, the video is just like, oh, well, since Alvin and the Chipmunks, when they were a cartoon, so was Sonic the Hedgehog. So, when they, you know, when Alvin and the Chipmunks made it as a TV show, I mean, as a movie, well, it was bad. So Sonic's gonna be bad, too.
Oh, geez.
And that was their logic. And it's like, it's kind of irritating because it's like, well, that's not always the case.
Yeah.
Like.
No, I get you. That, I think it's interesting because, like, I don't know. That logic doesn't make quite the sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah, because I'm like, to be fair, I'm like, obviously Sega's gonna be making the movie, and I mean, like, if you have people like Warner Brothers or Dreamcast or, you know, etc.
I think it's gonna be like Sony.
Yeah, so if you have people like Sony literally behind that, like, it ain't gonna be crap. Like,
no, yeah, I don't think it's like, what I don't want it to be is I don't want it to be like the Smurfs where it's like, ah, I'm teleported into a dimension, and it's like Sonic 06 where he's making out with like a human woman and then has like Sonic human babies. Yeah. Sonic human hybrids, and like, I mean, like, that's just, you know, it's just not gonna be.
Yeah, no, I get that. I don't know. I just, like, I don't know why they haven't had a Sonic movie by now. You know, I just,
well, I mean,
like,
you could say the same thing about, like, Mario. Like, why isn't there, like, a Mario movie? Like, my biggest concern is, let's make, like, let's continuously make good Sonic, like, games before we start working on a movie, because that's like, to me, it's like, oh hey, that's just stupid to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's hard because, like, you know, I watched this video and it was like why Sonic sucks now, and it was interesting because, like, this guy was talking about it, and it was like, you know, the difference between when he first came out in the 90s and today is that he, like, appeals to different audiences now. And so Sega has shifted their, you know, like their view on it, and that's why Sonic sucks now.
No, well, Sonic's kind of like, I'm all right, fine.
Because, like, so they had it, like, you know, it was a, oh, better than Mario back in the 90s, and it appealed to everyone, adults, kids, grandmas, dogs, you know.
Yeah, like the console wars, that was the console
wars. And so what ended up happening is throughout time, they shifted their focus to kids, and that's a real thing. With, like, Sonic Boom, you don't, you know, it's in McDonald's commercials, it's all that stuff. And so this guy was explaining it, like, one of the reasons why was because they've shifted their focus from, you know, a larger audience, like, Sonic's so cool, blah, 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 to this small children, where the people who grew up with Sonic, you know, it's just kind of like, it's not the same Sonic.
Well, if you look at the commercials, they're always, like, centered around, like, kids. It's like, oh, Sonic is this, like, new, edgy, like, he's, like, this edgy character, like, better than Mario, like, you know, for the console wars. But, like, he was very much shown as a, like, he was definitely marketed to kids, for kids. And, like, right now, like, kids have grown up, like, all these kids, like, no one cares about Sonic. Like, I don't know, like, I genuinely do not know a child who is, like, I am excited for Sonic Boom. Like, I don't know anyone that watches Sonic Boom, like, in the morning, like, there's got to be some people, but it's like, I don't know anyone that does that. And it's just, yeah, I'm just kind of worried that it's like, it's just going to fail. Like, Sonic has so much potential, and it's like, Sonic isn't bad. I watched a video that talked about, like, all the Sonic games, and it was just like, people just want to hate on Sonic to hate on Sonic. Like, yeah, Sonic's games aren't even, like, that bad. Like, they're mediocre at best. Like, some of them, like, Sonic 06, like, the Black Knight, all, like, a lot of those are bad. But they're not all, like, Sonic Unleashed, that's not bad. I mean,
no, I really enjoyed Sonic Generations.
I liked Unleashed. Unleashed is, like, really good. Well, not really good, but I enjoyed playing that. It's, like, it's kind of cool because it's not just, like, I understand what they're trying to do, and it's great how they're, like, actually, like, not just sticking with, like, it was a good adaption, or, like, evolution. Like, they're, like, evolving correctly, because, like, before they're, like, nope, we're gonna go in real life, and, like, they just didn't know how to do that correctly. But then it was just, like, okay, well, why don't we just jump the gun and see how that works, and it did.
Which is,
like, I don't think anyone was, like, it's kind of weird how, like, they let that, like, the Sonic team be like, oh, yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog becomes a werewolf, guys.
Well, like, I hope you do realize that there are individual teams that work on different games.
No, I know.
Yeah.
From the makers of Sonic Colors and Sonic 06 comes Sonic 17.
Yep, that's my favorite game.
Sonic 17, it's his son now. His son's not only a human, but it's got Sonic's head on the kid. And he doesn't take it off throughout the game. He only runs like a normal human being. So moving around at the speed of 10 miles, 5 miles per hour, without audio. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, same.
Yeah, coming this summer. What do you have? Like, what's up with you, Zane? Like,
just life in general?
What's up with you, man?
Well, my life's been okay. My dad has a job at State Farm. So, I mean,
like, every time you go up, you just be like, like a good neighbor, State Farm is Zane, and your dad just, like, pops out, and he's like, what the f*** you want, son?
Yeah.
I'm sitting in my office, and then you just call me in. Like, what the fuck?
My life's been a little rough, but it's been okay. My dad has a job. I just got back from Seattle, but I got no sleep. So that's, like, not fun. And my car is a jerk and refuses to work. So it's sitting parking lot of a service place, just chilling.
Zane put his car on timeout as being a jerk to him. He was like,
yeah.
Zane was like, can you please start? And he was like, no, f*** you. And he was like, guess what? You're going to the department store. And he was like, no, please stop. I'm sorry. He's like, it has to be done. And so now he's sitting there. Yeah. Because he couldn't learn to control his feelings.
So, yeah, I mean that's been happening.
All right, Zane, I'm going to give you a hypothetical. So let's say you're in a car. So you're in a car. It's like Herbie, except the car speaks. Okay. The car speaks to you. He said, you get in the car. There, it's like Bumblebee from Transformers. The car picks you. So you go in and you meet the guy, and he's like, hey, what do you think about this car? You're sitting there, and you're like imagining yourself driving in the car, and he's like, hey, get the f out of me. What the f you think you're doing? Get the f out of me. Uh-huh. Who the hell think you are? Who the hell do you think you are? What would you do?
Me? What would I do?
Yeah, what would you do?
I would have been like, good sir, listen here. I would have been like, this is quite the nuts. You need to comment the down, please.
What if this, okay, so right when you say it, this car is getting all pissed off. He's like the fuck you telling me to calm down, Zane? Zane, I know your name. I read your thoughts. I'm telepathic. I'm speaking to you. If you ever tell anyone about this again, I will personally never speak. I won't speak again. I won't talk. You'll be crazy. What are you gonna do then? What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
My God. if he says, you know, like, hey fam, I'm literally gonna, like, you know, kill you. I'm gonna be like, okay.
Gonna kill you?
If it got to that point.
If it got to that?
I would be like, you know what, good sir?
What if the radio just like went up right into your ear, started like playing music, and then like whispers like through the music and says, I have a family of four in the back of my trunk. Family of four, you can go check, you can look, you can see. Open up the trunk, there they are. You walk through the back, there's nothing there. And the guy says, gotcha. What would you do then? What would you do then?
What would I do?
What would you do?
My God.
What would you do? Would you be like, lol? Or would you be like, nah?
I'd be like, I'm in a compromised position, good sir, and I can't check the back of your trunk right now?
No, but you already checked. You already looked. Oh. You saw nothing. You're gonna help these people, but they're not there. What would you do? What would your response be?
Lol?
Lol?
Yeah.
What if like his radio like started extending out, like you're already in the back, like standing outside, and his radio, like the radio like extends like all the way out to your ear, and he just like, I hid them. They're not there. You believe me? They're not there anymore. They're gone. You messed up. They're at the police station. They got your fingerprints on them. What do you do? I'm the car. I'm your getaway car. I'm your getaway car. You gotta get in me, and I'll take you away. We'll go.
Dude.
They'll never find you again.
Dude, I wouldn't know.
What'd you do? Would you get? He says, "Get in me. Get in me. I'll drive you away. I'll drive you to a safe place."
I would call him gay.
He would call him gay, and then.
Yeah, and then I would, you know, if he takes that offensively, would he take that offensively?
The car can't reproduce or feel attraction to anything, so I mean, that statement doesn't mean anything to him.
So he's just like, alright. He's just like...
So he's like, okay.
Then I guess I would be like, alright. Like,
you get in the car?
Get in. Yeah.
Get in the car? Yeah. He drives off. He's like, I caught you. And then he locks the doors. He's like, I'm taking you to police station. I caught you. He's like, I got a warrant for your arrest. I got you.
Okay.
What would you do? You got an option. You can either stay in the car. You can accept your fate of killing a family of four or three, or you can break the windows and run. The choice is yours.
Well,
the fate of your judgment isn't.
Can we have a third option?
Okay. What's your third option?
Can I just like unzip my pants real fast?
Okay. Okay.
And.
Just let one out before you go. I mean, that's good. That's good.
And then I'll jump out.
And then you'll jump out. Yeah. All right. You're out. You're walking around. You're like, uh-oh, he's driving off. And he stops. His back lights start flickering. He turns around. He drives around. And he looks at you. And he says, hey, get back in my van. This is a van now. This car turned into a van.
This
is a van all of a sudden. And then he starts driving to you fast. Starts flickering the lights. What do you do?
I fully undress, and I start chasing him back.
Okay, so you guys are like seconds away. You guys are like millimeter, like you guys are like inches away from each other, like facing each other.
Okay.
And someone screams, "Andy's coming!" What do you and you escape? You completely just like on your basic instincts. You do the "Andy is coming" challenge. You lay down on the ground. The car just drives right over you. You're still alive, but it you know, like in Toy Story,
or
Woody, you know, that's what happens.
Okay.
So you live. He doesn't notice. He thinks he runs you over.
What do you do?
Where do you go? Where do you go from here?
Well, I call my parents up and I said, "Hey guys, life isn't really good for me right now. And, you know, I just feel like everything's falling apart."
The police. We know where you are. Stay where you are. We're coming to you. The police are on the phone. They hacked into your phone. They're listening to every conversation that you have.
I hang up. And I dial my parents again. And I continue on with my story and say, "Can I please stay at your house while I get my life together?" And
And a muffled voice comes up in the background. Muffled voice comes up and it says, "Hey, this is the police. Come over, stay at my place. Stay at my house. I'm free."
I would.
I'm lonely.
I would end the phone call. I would realize that I've dialed the wrong number once again. I would call my actual parents and I'd be like, "Explain the situation once again."
And the police come in again and they're like, "The police, we hacked into your phone. This is the police. No matter what call you call, no matter who you call, this is the police. We got you.
And I'd be like, "LOL.
It's game over.
I'd be like, "LOL, nice prank." And I said, "I'd see you tomorrow." So then I would continue to get all the things from my previous house. Because obviously I just committed a crime. And I would go live with my parents. I would settle down. I would find a job at like a Starbucks or a Target or someone like that. I would, start flirting with the girl at my work and be like, "Wow, you know, like maybe this could be a real thing." Take her on a couple of dates. Realize that this is just, you know, more than just a crime-ridden life. You know, settle down. Marry her, get in an apartment, you know, we start talking, we start thinking about kids, and you know, she gets so excited, and you know, one night, April 3rd, 2034,
damn, that's a big leap,
she I think it's like 11:30, she comes out, my water broke, and so my heart starts racing, I get in my car, and I take her to the hospital. I'm sorry.
All right. I got an ending for this.
And, she, we rush inside the hospital. They, you know, get her the wheelchair, you know, they're like, "It's gonna be okay, man. It's gonna be okay." And, I am watching her being wheeled away. And, you know, I thought things were great. I said, "This is the moment that I've lived up to." But God knows, you know, like, you know, things can't always go right, can they? The van from years and years and years ago, you know, bashes through the door that she's being wheeled into.
No. Okay, this doesn't happen. All right. I got an ending for it. Okay. All right, so she's in the room. You're sitting outside the room. She's screaming in pain. She's like, I'm giving birth. And then you hear crying. Your little boy, you hear crying. Nurse comes out. She's like, "You can come in now." She's like, "You can come in now." Like in her Mexican voice, you know. Come in. And she says, she's like, "It's a boy. You want to hold it?" And so she hands you the boy. And you're like, "Oh my gosh." And as you're flipping over, and as you're taking off the blanket so you can see the baby's face. It's a cop! It's a cop! He got you! He says, "It was me the whole time. I planned this out. It's me. You're surrounded. You got nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. This is it. You go to court. You get the electric chair. As your police officer baby son dies, watch it not dies. He watches you. Oh my God.
get the electric chair. You say, all right, and then they flip the switch. Then the baby he pulls out his cane. He's like, I've done my job. And he pulls out his pipe. He lights it up. The end. And that's how the story goes. That's how it ends. That's how it works. The end.
Wow. I guess I wasn't expecting that. My God.
Is it all clear now? Do you get it? This wasn't just some magical car story. This is a police. This is a horror story. You thought you could get away, Zane, but you couldn't. You're caught.
No, I get it. I get it now. I realize that everything that I've done has led up to nothing, and it will be a continuous cycle of never-ending pain.
Well, you're not in pain anymore. You just got the electric chair. So I mean, you know. No more pain.
But when I come back as a flower, I get reincarnated into a rose.
Oh, okay, so there's an epilogue to this story.
Or a sunflower, a mosquito, a dog, a puddle of water.
Face the black. The end, question mark?
My friend Ricardo, he,
Oh, okay, so we're starting episode two? This is episode two?
My friend Ricardo was, he was a good man, after the whole, electric chair incident.
Was he reincarnated with you? He's a flower too?
No. He was alive. His name was Ricardo. He worked at a local Taco Bell. And, you know, he made minimum wage. You know.
Obviously, as a Mexican would.
Yeah.
And, ooh, that was a joke. That was a joke, guys. I'm Mexican. It's okay. I can say these jokes like a black person can make fun of a black man. Uncle Ruckus, shout out to my man, Uncle Ruckus.
And, you know, one of the...
Really? Ooh, that landed. Dude, you gotta look at it. You're missing it.
Anyways. Okay.
Here, hold on. I gotta take a picture of that.
Do you just want to end the podcast here?
No. Here, give me a minute.
No. No matter. No.
All right. We gotta end it off. Okay. So, hey guys, thanks for listening to this awful podcast. What do you think? You want to do it again sometime?
Maybe.
I mean, I like this a lot, actually.
Me too.
But I'm thinking maybe we could get some people on for like next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like. So, like, we can actually have, like, some more fun. This is a short episode. This is actually the official first episode. And what I want to do with this episode is basically just say, hey, if any of you listen, you know, listen up, you know, getting, you know, enjoying time, enjoying life, I just want to say, if you want to ask any questions, what I'm thinking about doing, and this is actually if people actually enjoy and, like, want to ask questions... I have a Twitter, called just at Phantom Sprite. It's like my YouTube channel, capital FANTOM, capital SPRITE. If you just type that in, you'll find it. Just tweet out at me, like, just some questions for Brain Dump. Just be like, hashtag Brain Dump. Why are you guys so gay? And then we'll answer truthfully, and we'll say, cause of God's free will. And yeah, so... with that being said, you wanna link your channel, Zane?
Yeah, I mean, check out my channel, Pop Tarte. It's, I do a lot of things. I haven't been posting a lot, because I've been too busy looking at porn.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah. So, check it out. I'm sure Logan will,
How do you spell it?
PAWPTARTEH.
All one word, everybody. Yeah, that's Zane.
That's me.
And, yep, you can find my YouTube channel and basically just everything else, all my stuff, by using the simple phrase Phantom Sprite, capital FANTOM, capital SPRITE. You know, it's like a knockoff brand of a Sprite. I just had to add the Phantom to it because, I mean, like, who else is gonna watch it if there's no there's no Phantoms to it and people don't enjoy Sprites? I mean, like, Sprites are cool. Sprites are good. I mean, I'm not into pop, but I've heard they're good. But, so that's gonna do it for this week's episode, for this week's podcast. So next week, maybe questions if people want to ask them. Probably not. But, yeah. So be sure to ask next week. Maybe some people on with us. Who knows? Maybe. All right, that's gonna do it. Signing out of our live studio audience. Give a good hand for my co-host and just everyone here. Yeah, bye-bye.